one, the first problem we had was with the floodlights, as everybody saw, but we managed to fix that. We've also, however, got a problem with the Wi-Fi system. The Wi-Fi system controls our electronic ticketing, so we had hundreds of fans outside queuing, very angry, obviously, as they should be, and so we couldn't let anybody in through the gates on the advice of the police. We couldn't just open the gates and let them in. The other problem is that we can't get the concourse lights on in the two main stands, so there's a health and safety issue. As the night wears on, you can't have hundreds and hundreds of fans going out in darkness. It was a health and safety issue at the end of the day, and it was the referee. I don't know if he consulted with the match commander or not. I honestly can't say that. I presume there was some kind of communication, but it was the referee who, as you saw, eventually decided to abandon the match.
That's a huge disappointment. Oh,
massive disappointment and huge apologies to everybody, all the supporters, all the people watching it on TV, and all the media and everybody else who's assembled here tonight for what should have been a cracking match. It's embarrassing for the club, obviously, but until we get to the bottom of it and find out just exactly what went wrong, I can't give any further explanation. We're going to have to get electronics experts in to have a look at the whole thing again. Most unfortunate, because this is the first night we've used these floodlights. They were tested. They were installed during the summer and tested to destruction, I would have said. And then tonight, somehow, it just blew. All the office lights went out, as well as the concourse lights and everything else. So there's obviously been either a power surge of some kind or an overload of some kind. But I'm not qualified as an electronics engineer, so until we'll need to investigate this in detail and find out what's happened.
What's the kind of cost of installing that? Can you get an idea of what that cost?
The cost of installing that was about £180,000. So, and it is the most modern system. Yeah. It's the same system that Manchester United have, believe it or not. I hope they're not playing tonight.
In terms of SPFL guidelines and stuff, is there any chance this comes back on the club, or is this just one of those things?
I suspect there might be repercussions for the club. But until we get to the bottom of what was the actual problem, I really don't know whether there will be repercussions or not, or whether it will just simply be that we replay the game on a different date, on a later date. That's about all I can give you.
Thanks.
If I was an electronics expert, I'd give you more, but I'm not. I'm sorry.